With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas Senator John Cornyn is joining the chorus of Republicans blasting President Biden for his threat to cut off arms shipments to Israel if it goes after Hamas and Rafah. Bob Agnew reports.
We need to stand by Israel in its time of need.
And that time is now, says Cornyn, with Israel fighting for its very existence.
Well, I can't help but think of Bob Gates' quote about Joe Biden has a perfect record when it comes to national security and foreign affairs matters. He's been wrong 100% of the time.
Analysts warn without shipments of precision weapons, Israel will be forced to use less accurate munitions, something likely to cause even more civilian casualties. Bob Agnew reporting.
Military analyst Bradley Bowman with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy says he's stunned that President Biden said the U.S. is walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in areas where Hamas has fighters.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That increases the chances we'll have another October 7th.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal appeals court panel rejects a bid by Hunter Biden to dismiss criminal gun charges, clearing the way for the trial of Joe Biden's son to proceed, a first for the child of a sitting president. Pfizer agrees to settle over 10,000 Zantac lawsuits. Bloomberg News reported Wednesday that Pfizer is settling multiple lawsuits over a cancer risk connected to the heartburn drug. The FDA pulled Zantac off the shelves in 2020 after a cancer-causing substance was found in the drug. Thousands of lawsuits were soon filed in state and federal courts. Hyundai Elantras topped the list of most stolen cars in the U.S. More than 48,000 thefts reported nationwide. This is SRN News. Some good news for the Southern Baptist Convention, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest polling data, baptisms, worship service attendance, and small group participation at SBC churches all increased last year. The report from Lifeway Research does indicate that overall membership declined in 2023, but at a slower rate than before. The SBC remains the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S., with a membership of just under 13 million across nearly 47,000 congregations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some analysts believe former President Trump will win more Jewish votes this November because of President Biden's mishandling of the anti-Semitism epidemic on college campuses, among other things. Mr. Biden is already under pressure from pro-Hamas groups for his support of Israel. Meanwhile, Trump spokesperson says Jewish Americans realize that Trump did more for them and the state of Israel than any president. This is SRN News. Federal investigators say they have significant safety concerns about a Ford SUV recall repair that doesn't fix fuel leaks that can cause engine fires.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding volumes of information from the automaker as it investigates the fix in a March 8th recall of nearly 43,000 Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines. Ford says the SUVs have fuel injectors that will crack, allowing gas or vapor to leak near hot engine parts, and that can cause fires. Rich Thomason reporting.
Nissan's profit for the fiscal year through March has jumped 92% to $2.7 billion as the Japanese automaker sales grew in all major global markets except China. More Americans are filing for first-time unemployment benefits. Labor Department reports receiving 231,000 initial requests. More details at SRNnews.com.